Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here live on a Monday morning. Monday, January the 9th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, 29 degrees and hazy skies, a little bit below freezing here this morning in the Marion area. But this is our first Monday on the air in about 3 weeks, because the way the holidays fell, with Christmas Day falling on a Sunday, we took off Monday the 26th of December, and then New Year's Day coming on January 1st, which it tends to always do that, we took off January the 2nd, Monday, January the 2nd, so this is the first Monday we've been back on in quite some time. So it's good to be back with you on this Monday morning. Last week we had so many interviews on, and I have always said my favorite part of radio really is talking to you, the audience. So we're going to do a lot of that this morning. So I hope everybody's in a talkative mood on this Monday morning. We had a lot of great guests last week. We had the mayor on. We had Buckeye Guy on talking about the Ohio State game. We had Sam Donaldson on remembering Barbara Walters. We had Bill Collins on talking about his run for mayor. We had Catherine Davison on talking about the skilled nursing facility. So we had a lot of great guests, but not much time last week to just sit and talk about things. And I do want to do that this morning. And I want to get to a few things, but I want to start by telling you, I had an experience yesterday that I don't think that I have ever had. Now, here's what happened. I'm at work yesterday, doing work things, and a gentleman came up to me. Now, I don't, it's not a song. That little thing that plays before the start of this show, it's not a song. I mean, the music behind it is music, but what Ted does, that little spiel, Ted Williams, that's not really a song. I don't even know what it is. It's maybe a monologue. An intro, I don't know what you would call it. But it's about a minute long. He speaks for about a minute. And a guy came up to me yesterday at the grocery store, and he recited that thing, and he said, "And now, here's Scott Spears." And I thought, you know, I don't even know the words to that. But I appreciate, if he's out there listening this morning, the gentleman who did that, I appreciate that. That's very, very, very nice. And I felt like saying I didn't have time, but I said, I don't even know the words to that. You know, you hear it every morning, but it's not something I've committed to memory. I'm sure a lot of you have probably heard it so many times, you might have committed it to memory, but I haven't gotten that far yet. So I thank the gentleman for doing that yesterday. That was a lot of fun. I do want to talk about Friday's show when it comes to skilled nursing care. Catherine Davison was the guest on Friday from 11:15 to 1 o'clock. And, you know, Catherine is, I've known Catherine for a while now. She's a very smart, young, talented girl. And I wanted to have her on. She contacted me probably about a month ago and said this is her passion. She would like to come on and talk about this. And I thought it was a really good idea because it's something we really have never talked about on the show. And so we set up a date. And I didn't know how that would be received. I mean, you never really do know until somebody comes on. But I thought it'll be informative. People will get information. And that's always a good thing. The response we got on that show on Friday with Catherine was so positive. I got emails, I got Facebook messages, that people were really interested in that. And I think that happened for two reasons. I think number one, like Catherine said, we don't talk about death and we don't talk about illness in this country. And, you know, it's something we all experience, whether we like it or not. And number two, I think Catherine represented herself so well, spoke so well, was so understandable, and clearly has a passion for what she does. And when you have a passion for what you do, you tend to speak much better about it. So I really commend her for doing that, and I know the audience liked it. Now, did anybody have any thoughts on that? Because I really haven't been on the air since then to talk about that show. I just got the messages and the emails on Friday after we were off the air, but a lot of people seemed to feel very positive toward that show with Catherine, and I'm so glad we did it because I thought a lot of good information was put out there as far as nursing facilities, why the names have changed, what you should look for in a nursing facility, because a lot of people end up in them, and just end-of-life stuff like that. So if anybody has a comment, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We're up and running here on a Monday morning, but the feedback was very good. I thank Catherine for coming in, and we will definitely have her back in the future because it was apparently an interesting subject to a lot of people, and it made me think again. You know, celebrities are fun. Politicians are fun. You know, most things are fun. I'm interested in just about everybody, but it proves that sometimes you don't have to have a celebrity. You don't have to have a politician. You don't have to have a current news story. All you got to do is have somebody who's interesting and who is very interested in what they do. And she certainly was that. So I thank Catherine for coming on Friday and doing that show. And again, if anybody's got anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Two things I do want to mention. Now, last Friday, this also happened. One of our longtime listeners, who I know listens every morning, Trish, we were talking about Trish on Friday because I had not heard from her in about 2 weeks. And I thought, boy, this is strange because I know some mornings she likes to sleep in or she just doesn't call in because the topics are not something she wants to talk about. But I don't know that it's ever went 2 weeks like that. And she called in on Friday and said that she had been ill since the day after Christmas and had kind of been just taking it easy. Well, I was so glad to run into Trish yesterday at the grocery store. She was up and she was able to get around, and I asked her how she was doing. And she said she was about at 75%. So, you know, it's tough to bounce back from some of these illnesses. I guess, you know, the day after Christmas would be 2 weeks ago today. So, Trish, hope you're still getting better. Hope you're out there this morning, and it was good to see you yesterday. And last week, last Friday, was the first day our good friend Lee was back with us. We learned on Friday that Adam, well, what had happened was Lee had got a Roku television. Now, I want to make, let's go back a little bit. When we stopped broadcasting on the air, Lee had no way to listen. And Lee listened every morning, and he always called in, and that's what we like. We like people who participate. And he had no way to listen because he did not have internet and did not have a smartphone. Well, we went off somewhere about mid-August, and Lee went out over the holidays and got himself a Roku television, and the internet people came in last Thursday and hooked up his internet, and Adam came over, I believe must have been last Thursday night, and got him set up on TuneIn, and he was able to start listening again last Friday morning. So it was good to have Lee back with us on Friday morning, and I hope he's out there this morning as well. So I hope Trish and Lee are both out there with us this morning as well as everybody else. It's good to have the little radio family here together. That's what we like. Now, want to talk about illness, because for some reason, people are not getting better from whatever they have. I don't know if it's COVID. I don't know if it's the flu. I don't know what it is. But I know everybody is sick. And you know what? I'm hearing more stories. I heard a story this morning that somebody's not feeling very well. Had a bad night. Has to go to the doctor today. Yesterday, I ran into a cousin of mine in the grocery store. And he said his wife had been sick last week and had to go to the emergency room. And they were there for something like 8 hours. Went at 10 o'clock in the morning and did not get back till 6 in the evening. When Trish called in last week, she said that she had been in urgent care. Now, I hope I get this story right, that she had been in urgent care the day after Christmas when she wasn't feeling so well, and somebody came over from the hospital and said there was a 7-hour wait at the hospital because of all the people there who were not feeling well. And I believe somebody told me yesterday that they were bringing people in emergency squads, and if they were stable, they were bringing them out into the lobby because they just didn't have enough room, that the place has really filled up. Has anybody else heard about this? All the people getting sick? I even ran into a lady yesterday who bought a lot. I can't remember if it was Robitussin or cough syrup or a Mucinex or whatever it was, but she was buying a ton of it. And I said, we're selling a lot of this stuff. And she said, well, you can't seem to get it anywhere else. People are sick. Now, what this makes me think of is, I said this during the pandemic, and I will say it now, that when we were wearing the masks, for whatever reason, I did not get a cold for 2 years. Now, I don't know why that was. And to be honest with you, I get a cold every year. I mean, all my life, because I've always worked around people. And when you work around people, colds go around, the flu goes around, things of that nature. And every year of my life, at some point, I'd either gotten a cold or something. But 2 years go by, the winter of 2020, in the winter of 2021, and I never got a cold. I never got sick. I was shocked. I didn't know what was going on. And now, here we are this year, the winter of 2022-2023, and the hospitals are overrun. Now, why is this? Because I really don't know what the COVID numbers are anymore. I don't know what that whole situation is. But a lot of this seems to be going back to flu. I was a little worried over the weekend. I had a headache on Saturday that it was awful. And I have not had a headache for a while. I have finally figured out what the triggers are that are causing my headache. So I try to avoid those foods. So I don't know what I ate on Friday that caused that headache on Saturday, but it was a massive headache on Saturday, and it did not let up all day. There were moments where it would let up, but almost all day Saturday I had a headache. So I'm starting to think that illness is just here. I don't know why. Does anybody have any thoughts on this, on why people are so sick this year? I mean, all the mandates are pretty well gone. Nobody's wearing masks anymore. We're not really talking a whole lot about vaccinations or anything like that. So why are the emergency rooms becoming so full? I don't remember this back in 2019. I don't remember the emergency rooms being so full. 8-hour waits. I don't remember that. So what's going on? Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Why is the flu so heavy this year? I don't understand it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 4038. I think it's an interesting topic because obviously all these illnesses, like the flu, like COVID, like strep throat, bronchitis, things of that nature, they're viral illnesses. So they're transmitted by coming in contact with somebody who has them. And I don't know if people are just out more, if people are willing to go out sick. You know, that's what really baffles my mind. When we get down to the bottom line of this, what I don't really understand is why people are willing to go out sick. If you know you are sick, and you do know when you're sick, why would you go out into a public place? I understand that maybe in your own mind you think, well, you know, I can make it. Okay, I understand that. But the people you come in contact with, you are exposing them to whatever illness you have. And I guess I don't understand that. You know, and I'm not saying that I seclude myself off every time I get a runny nose or something, but you know, if I felt flu-like or something like that, or I was coughing a lot, I would really try not to go to the store or anywhere else, because coughing is how we transmit these things. You cough and you blow those germs all over the place, and it causes a problem. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Why are we getting so sick? Why are the lines at the emergency room so long? And ultimately, why as a society do we go out when we are not well and put other people in harm's way? But what is that? I don't know. Is it just we don't care, we have to go out, we feel we need to go out? I don't know. I think it's interesting. I'm sure we'll get through it, and I'm sure the lines at the hospital will eventually die back down. But I think it's very interesting when we look at it in the big picture. Anyway, last week we were talking about Groundhog Day, and Bob Welch had contacted me from Columbus and talked about doing something fun on Groundhog Day, possibly with a groundhog pizza. Now, the idea that I eventually came to was maybe we could, you know, have the groundhog pizza and then do something, because that really is a weather predicting day. And maybe we could get somebody who has to do with the weather or somebody who has to do with something, and have them do something with the pizza that would make it very interesting. I don't know what that would be, though. You know, if something happened, we would have 6 more weeks of winter. If something didn't happen, we wouldn't have 6 more weeks of winter. We're still working out the kinks on that as we head into Groundhog Day here in less than a month. I don't know. Now, if anybody has any ideas on this, we certainly would be glad to hear them. Essentially, we'll have the groundhog pizza. That'll be fun. But I don't know how we're going to do the weather forecast. I don't know. First of all, who would be a good person to do this with? Who would be somebody to bring in that we could have sample this pizza, and then based on whatever, we could have a prognostication on the weather? You know, I thought maybe we could have them taste the pizza, and if they like it, we'll have an early spring, but if they don't like it, we'll have 6 more weeks of winter. I thought maybe that would be a way, but then I thought, you know, if they know that's what we're doing, they're probably not going to say they dislike it. So we want to have an accurate reading here, something that would be a surprise to all of us. So I don't know. We'll still have to work on that. If anybody has any suggestions, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 33 minutes past the hour, Monday, January the 9th, 2023. If you have any idea how we could do the Groundhog Pizza on Groundhog Day, we would be very interested to hear your input on this. It's beyond me, for some reason, how we could do this. I don't know. You know, since we have Buckeye Chuck here in pizza, or Marion, I guess it could be a Buckeye pizza. We could call it the Buckeye Chuck pizza. Buckeyes on a pizza. Boy, how would that taste? You see, I'm not a peanut butter person to begin with. So I'm guessing that would not be my favorite type of pizza. But again, if anybody has any ideas on how to do this, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Now, here's a story I wanted to bring up. Now, I don't know how many people saw this. Now I forgot about it last week. I had seen this story. Well, maybe I didn't see it till over the weekend. I don't know. But I know I had seen the paper. Now, for those of you who still get the newspaper, apparently, and somebody might have to fill me in on this, but apparently there was a day last week where they were covering the murder of the young girl, terrible story, from Upper Sandusky. And apparently the headline read in the newspaper, top of the newspaper, right under where it says Marion Star, it read, Marion woman killed, or something like that. Marion woman killed. So we had that, and then apparently under that, there was a picture of a couple, a woman and a man. And then under that, all on the front page, there was a story about this couple and their business. But the person online who I saw complaining about this was saying if you looked at it, because they did not have a picture of the Marion woman killed, and they did not name who that was in the headline. Just said Marion woman killed in big letters. So Marion woman killed, and then there's a picture right under it of a man and a woman who are Marion people. And then their story is under that. Apparently, people got confused and thought that this woman had been murdered. I don't know. What I saw was apparently from a child or a relative of this person, and they were not happy that that had been done. So I don't know if that person had been contacted, people thinking she was dead. I don't know how that all happened. Did anybody see that in the newspaper? Did anybody else think that was strange? I don't get the... You know, I read things online occasionally, but I don't get the newspaper in my hand as an actual paper. So I'm not exactly sure what the person was talking about. I mean, I get what the person was talking about, but I don't know how it was laid out in the paper. Does anybody who gets the paper, do you remember seeing that last week and thinking it was odd how they laid that out? I would have to say if the front page of the paper was laid out that way, you know, because people don't read the articles. We've learned that before when we've talked to people from the Marion Star, that people spend about, like, 18 seconds on an article. Basically, they're just reading the headline. So if you looked at a newspaper and it said Marion woman killed, and right under it you had a picture of a Marion woman and her husband, and then under that was the story about them, would you think that that woman was killed? I don't know. I didn't see it firsthand, so I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure that's the explanation that was given that I read online. Now, did anybody else see this? I know we have a lot of people who get the Marion Star. 740-751-4038. And even if you don't get the Marion Star, do you think that's a good thing to do? You know, I had my little contretemps with the Marion Star last week, and I'm not... I am... When I come on the air here in the morning, I'm trying to be honest with everybody, and the truth of the matter is, when you do a story and somebody else quotes it, you want to be given credit because the name of the game is people listening, people buying your newspaper. That's what you want. Why else would you do it if you did not want people to hear or see what you were doing? So the fact when the mayor came on the show last week and for the first time announced that he was not going to run for mayor again, and the Marion Star ran that article 2 days later and gave us no credit for him saying that on this show, you know, I did not like it. Now, again, angry? I'm not angry because everybody makes their own choices in life. I just found it strange because the Marion Star has always been very good about giving credit. And I don't know what happened with that story or why that story was a time where they decided not to give credit. I don't know. But, you know, we talked about that one last week, and it is what it is. It's done, and maybe it'll get better as time goes on. But did anybody see this story about Marion woman killed, and then there's a picture under it of a Marion couple? I don't know. Who gets the newspaper? Was this a thing? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, it could be a joke. I don't know. I don't think we ever know. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, that was in Wednesday's paper.
So what exactly was... I just heard about it. What was the setup?
The headline says, local woman killed. And then right under that, Upper Sandusky police investigate homicide. And then right under that, there's a picture of the couple that has that... Happy Wanderings or something where they do travels. They book travel for people, and it shows their picture. So
the story about them was under their picture.
Yeah, their picture was right under local woman killed in that article.
And the local woman killed article had no picture.
No, it didn't have a picture.
So if you were looking at the front of that paper, what would you think?
Well, I'm not one of those people. I don't just jump to conclusions. I read.
Right.
I do read the articles. Because when I saw that local woman killing and saw their picture, I read their story.
Now, when you first glanced at it, before you read it, did you think that this might be the woman who was killed?
Well, so you could jump to that conclusion since the picture is right directly under the local woman killed article.
Now, see,
but you did not take the time to read, and then under their picture it says not slowing down.
Here's the interesting thing, because I know how they sell newspapers at the, you know, gas station and wherever. If you folded that paper, would you even see the story about them, or would it just say local woman killed and you'd see their picture?
I'm reading online now because it just got too expensive for my home delivery.
Right.
So I just have the digital thing. But probably, yeah, if it was folded in half, you would just see local woman killed and their picture.
Now,
if the paper was folded in half, I guess that would look that way.
Yeah, and I think that's what was upsetting. And I can't remember if this was one of their children or if this was a relative of theirs, but they were not happy about this.
Yeah, I guess I could see it that way if it was folded.
Yeah.
But now on a later paper for her funeral, they did have her picture on the front page underneath saying funeral set for machete attack victim. They do have her picture.
Now, see, I think that's here's the thing about this story. It's awful. It's terrible. But funeral set for machete attack victim, I think that sounds horrible.
It does.
Who is running that newspaper over there?
I don't know. I know you think they could just... I wouldn't mention the machete if it was me. I would just say funeral set for murder victim or something like that.
Right, absolutely. That's common... You know, it's my understanding her obituary was in the paper last week. Why are they running that story? I mean, what does that have to do with anything? That her funeral's today? Didn't they already say that?
Well, I guess they just want to sell newspapers.
Well, see, and this is where, and like I said, I get along with Andrew just fine. I get along with Ben just fine. But I'll tell you, I don't agree with everything they do, and I am not afraid to say it, because this girl's family is going through a lot. This is a young girl.
Yes, I mean, she's just young and such a well-liked person, such a good person.
Right, and how do you think they feel on the day they're going to go lay her to rest to have on the front page of the paper, machete victim? What is that?
I know, it's heartless.
It really is, and I think people at the Marion Star better, and somebody, you know, if somebody wants to send this over to them, I know a lot of people like to send the audio over to them, they can send this over, because I think that's awful. I just think that, you know, there are different ways to do that. If you want to talk to the family, if you want to do a profile on the girl, I can understand that. I mean, does the article about her funeral today mention anything about her? Does it say anything worthwhile?
Yeah, they did talk about what a good person she was and everything, but still that headline.
Well, didn't they talk about how good, I mean, wasn't that the article about Marion woman killed or local woman killed? Didn't they pretty well say the same thing? She was a good person, she, you know, all that.
Yeah, but it's that headline. I mean, they shouldn't put the machete part in there. That's too borderline inquirer or something, rather.
Yeah, give me that headline.
Sensationalism.
Yeah, give me that headline again, because I haven't seen that. It says...
It's a Sunday's paper.
Right.
It's a funeral set for machete attack victim.
Funeral set for machete, and didn't even mention her name in the headline.
No, funeral set for machete attack victim.
Jeez Louise. Who did that article?
And then the article, Andrew Carter.
Boy, Andrew. And I like Andrew, and he's done a lot of good work, but what in the world? Who came up with that headline? That's horrible.
I don't know.
Well, I thank you for calling in. That's more interesting to the story that we were already talking about.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. 740-751-4038. And you know what? I don't even know if the people at the Marion Star pick out their own headlines. But that's horrible. That's the headline. Now, I wrote this down. Funeral set for machete attack victim. That was in the newspaper? I mean, come on. Why couldn't it just say funeral set for, excuse me, I don't have the girl's name in front of me, but why couldn't it just say that? Whatever, I guess. Does anybody have any feelings on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And you know what? Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the newspaper shouldn't cover it. Obviously, we've talked about it on the radio. It is a news story. It's a horrible story. But what I don't understand why her funeral is a front page story. That fact that she was murdered, yes. One story on her murder, I can see. And then you follow up if you get any new information on it. I can see that. But that's not what this is. Can you imagine that a headline ran in the paper, "Funeral set for machete attack victim"? Jeez Louise. Well, does anybody else have any problems with this? Now remember, by the way, this is a girl in her 20s. Jeez. Go ahead, caller.
Do they say anything on why the guy did it?
No, we don't know that. And that's...
Did he know the girl, or did he just go crazy for a few minutes? Or, you know, there's got to be a reason why he did it.
No, and that's the thing we all don't know. Because what we've been told is that she worked in Upper Sandusky. I can't remember if it was Dollar Tree or Dollar General, one of those dollar stores. And apparently he walked in, killed her with a machete, and walked out. Did not steal anything. So nobody really knows. And that's what I keep... I'm confused.
Did they caught the guy?
I believe they did catch the guy, yes. I believe so. But I don't know that they have released why it happened or anything of that nature, but... I mean, what do you make of these headlines? Well, if you don't have any more information, can you imagine on the front page of the Sunday paper, "Funeral set for machete attack victim"?
Yeah, then have that other picture there where, you know, you can jump to conclusions.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if that's a member of the family. I don't know where that came from, but apparently, as our last caller said, it just said, big headline, local woman killed, or murdered, or whatever it was. And then under that, you got a picture of this local couple. And then under that is their story. But if you would fold the paper, which is how they sell them in stores and gas stations, you would just see local woman killed and a picture of this couple.
Yeah.
I mean, what is going on over there?
Well, they try to make it sensational, so, you know, they sell papers.
Well, I understand trying to sell papers, but at some point, and again, the story has to be covered. I agree with that 100%. You got to cover the story. It's a murder of a Marian person. She was killed with a machete. It's an awful story. She had just been married last October, I believe. You know, she was going to college. It's a horrible story. But if you don't have any information after the fact that she was killed, why are you running and why is her funeral a story? What's the story in that?
Yeah, I mean, like everybody's going to go, you know, to her funeral that didn't know her or something.
Well, yeah, I don't even know why that would be a story. I don't. And can you imagine her family, who maybe wouldn't have even cared if there was a story on her funeral, but with the headline, "Funeral set for machete attack victim." Doesn't even mention her name in the headline.
Well, you know, it's a wonder somebody hasn't got on the bandwagon. You know, you can't say anything or do anything these days that, you know, people don't have a problem.
Well, you know, I hate to criticize the star, but, you know, this is a young couple, and apparently, by all accounts, this was a very nice girl, and that's what they keep saying in these articles. And well, if, you know, I don't know. If she is local, then she's got family here. I think her husband's here. I think her group is here, her friends, the people she grew up with, and to have to read that, I mean, what in the world? Does anybody over at the...
updated on the situation and tell us, you know, I'd like to know, you know, more about the reason.
Well, yeah, I think that's what we're all waiting to hear is what the reason was, but that hasn't happened yet. Now, when that happens, I can see another story. I would get that totally. But the fact that her funeral is happening, And then even if you want to do a story on her funeral, to put that goofball headline up there, funeral set for machete attack victim, gee whiz.
Yeah, they should have just said local, you know, victim, you know, that was, you know, worded somehow, you know, different.
They could have done that a million different ways. They could have done a funeral set for local murder victim. They could have done funeral set and mentioned her name. They could have said funeral set for a murder victim. And that would have all sounded normal. Machete attack victim. First of all, that doesn't even say if she... machete attack victim... If you're just coming in on this story and not reading it every day, you might think she's, you know, I don't know. It just, I don't understand that. That to me is a terrible article. And I don't know when we started covering funerals. Why is somebody's funeral a story? I guess I'm confused on that.
Well, I can see if it's a real famous person, you know, like, you know, the Queen and, you know, or famous actor or something like that, you know. But, you know, the average person, you know, it just really isn't the headline, you know.
No, and I don't know why that's a thing. I mean, you know, it goes back to a lot of stories they've done, and I don't want to rehash a lot of the stories they've done, but it seems to me like they print an article, and everybody buys that paper that day, and they go, oh, wait a second. We need to do more on this, but there's no new information, so they don't know what to do. So they start running stories that mean nothing.
Well, they want the headline, you know, to jump out of people so they buy that paper. You know, so they buy it and read, you know, read on. That's why they want to, you know... sensational, you know, to attract your attention.
Yeah, but do you really think that gets somebody to read that? I don't know. Now, I don't know. That would be a whole nother conversation to be in on if that really helps sell papers. I don't know if that helps sell papers or not. I don't know. To me, that's not much of an article. If I read that, you know, funeral set for machete attack victim, that would not make me buy the paper because, I mean, all it's telling me is that there's going to be a funeral for somebody I don't know. You know, what's the story in that?
Well, it could have been a story of, you know, it was really prominent and, you know, in the town or something like that and talked, you know, more about their life.
And is it really a machete attack? It's a machete murder.
Where does this happen, Mount Gilead?
Upper Sandusky, I think.
Upper. And she lives here and she goes to work up there in Upper?
Yes.
Wonder why she just don't work down here.
I don't know what the... Now, we're getting a word here from one of our listeners out there listening, Linda. And it says, I think the story ran because of a GoFundMe account that has been established. Well, that's good. And now see, now we get a little more information here. Now, I can see running an article because of a GoFundMe being established, but I still disagree with that. Why not make that the headline? GoFundMe account established for murder victim. Now, why local murder? Why can't you do that? Why do you have to say machete attack victim?
And they really didn't have much of a story, you know, to back up the headline, did they?
Well, it doesn't sound like it. Apparently, they mentioned the GoFundMe page, which I'm glad they do. And by the way, if there is a GoFundMe page, go look for that. Because I'm sure this young couple does need help. They weren't, I'm sure, thinking about anybody being murdered or dying at their age. But... the headline stinks. You know, if that's the thrust of the article, I wish that, you know, that might have gotten people to it. GoFundMe set up for murder victim. Okay, well, let's go help these people. That's not even in the headline. You know, you actually have to read the story.
$8,000, you know, to you know, for somebody to go through a funeral. You know, that's a lot of money just to pay to bury somebody.
Yeah, you know, I just think we got to be a little more sensible in how we do things. You're going to have to report the story, and certainly you report a murder. But there are ways to do it that are sensible and compassionate for the family, and there are ways to do it that are not.
And I hate it when they run stories, though, and they don't follow through with it, you know?
Well, I assume one day we'll find out what happened, but I don't...
It's just like a house that blew up down here. You know, it never, ever actually come out, you know, later, you know, exactly what happened. You know, you had to call, you know, the fire department and talk to them, but, you know...
It took a while. Hey, we got to go to break, but we're going to talk more about this on the other side, so stay tuned. All right, well, we're already ranting here this morning on this Monday morning. Linda, thank you for the information, and if there is a GoFundMe, go help these people. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention, with conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are